From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature Finance Committee voted May 14th to shelve the proposed jail bond resolution. The reason? So lawmakers can try to cut construction costs, reduce the bed count, and reach consensus on building a new lockup in Coxsackie. 7 of the 8 lawmakers on the committee voted to table the matter. Only legislator Kevin Lennon, a Democrat who represents Catskill, voted to move the measure to the full legislature. The resolution would have authorized the issuance of $51.4 million in serial bonds to cover the cost of building a new county jail behind the Greene Correctional Facility off Route 9W in Coxsackie. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said it would go before the full legislature May 16th, but could resurface at future meetings of the Public Safety and Finance Committees because the measure was deferred, not defeated. Committee Chairman Charles Martinez said following the meeting, the committee decided to table the bond resolution because it was not expected to pass in the full legislature. The Coxsackie Republican said, and I quote, "This was the best way out so we could just regroup and see if we could get the price down. If we could get it down to $40 million, that'll be good for everybody," end quote. The 110-year-old jail on Bridge Street in Catskill was closed April 20th for safety reasons. In February, the State Commission of Correction ranked the Greene County Jail as one of the worst jails in New York. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting school budgets across the Capital Region met with overwhelming approval May 15th, an election day that once again drew few voters. Budgets in Albany, Saratoga Springs, Schenectady, and Troy were among the many that voters approved, according to the unofficial results. Budget proposals were approved in Columbia and Greene County, in all districts where results were reported. Voters were asked to weigh in on building projects, bus purchases, library budgets, and board seats. In the Chatham District, while the proposition to fund building and grounds renovations passed by a wide margin, the proposal to install security cameras in district buildings failed by 56 votes. Library budgets in Catskill and Greenville districts passed. Despite the influence school district budgets have on property tax bills, about 560,000 New Yorkers voted on their local school budgets last year. According to a study by the New York State Association of School Budget Officials, this represents a 43% decrease since 2010. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. The Columbia County Department of Health has issued a rabies warning following 3 recent incidents of contact between residents and raccoons that have tested positive for the virus. According to a statement released by the department May 15th, warmer temperatures increase the likelihood of human and pet exposure to animals with high risk of rabies, such as raccoons, skunks, foxes, and bats. Recent incidents in Columbia County included 2 of 3 raccoons that tested positive for rabies. 1 exposure resulted in an unvaccinated indoor cat and her kittens being euthanized. Officials are asking that any potential rabies exposure to a wild or stray animal be reported to the health department immediately. And the public is strongly advised not to handle, capture, or attempt to confine wild animals. Information is available at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com or by calling 518-828-3358. And you can read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. And finally, the Times Union is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation is warning New Yorkers of the presence of a new invasive species. The spotted lanternfly, an invasive pet from Asia, could affect the state's forests as well as the agriculture and tourism industry. The insect primarily feeds on Tree of Heaven, but can also feed on more than 70 other plants, including grapevine, hops, maple, walnut, fruit trees, and others. Nymphs are black with white spots and turn red before transitioning into adults. They can be seen as early as April. Adults begin to appear in July and are approximately 1 inch long and 1/2 inch wide at rest, with eye-catching multicolor wings. Feeding on a plant by large numbers of spotted lanternflies stresses the plants, making them more vulnerable to disease. The insects also excrete large amounts of sticky honeydew, which attracts sooty molds that interfere with the plant's photosynthesis, which in turn affects the plant's growth and fruit yields. The insect was first discovered in Pennsylvania in 2014 and has since been found in New Jersey, Delaware, and Virginia. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy dense fog will persist across portions of the southwest portions of the region through the early morning. Visibilities could be reduced to less than 1/4 mile in some areas. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy today with a temperature high near 68 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Friday, a chance of light rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Friday night, rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of 47. The sun rose this morning at 5:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:11 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 2 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 16th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.